30 years ago,
in New York City, this ditty named Betty that was oh so pretty met an MC by the name of MC Ageon, who could get him jumping no matter what stage he's on. MC Age would grab the mic and
rock it,
take the crowd, pull him in,
and stick him in his pocket.
Nobody could knock it.
He was an innovator
in a freestyle match. You never had a prayer.
He was a metaphor for hip-hop in its early stages.
A true art form that would last for ages.
Now MC Ageon and Betty got locked up.
Married, that is.
And then Betty got knocked up.
Pregnant, that is.
And her stomach started growing bigger and bigger till she was overflowing.
Now MCE was growing, working the rap circuit, talking with his agent, starting to network it, trying to make the band keep it sure it's his future. Buying new dresses for Betty that would suit her.
She was growing larger and wider every minute,
looking down at her tummy, wondering
what's in it.
4 months later, in a downtown hospital, Betty gave birth to what was then impossible.
Quadruplets, four baby boys, I'm talking four.
What?
Beautiful bundles of joy. Now MCE had been prepared financially for one little kid. So when they came out sequentially,
one to the two, the three, the four. His heart skipped a beat and he almost hit the floor.
There were two sets of identical twins all at once. Two big healthy boys with two little ones.
Now MCE had never been joined to the name, so without much thought he named two bands the same.
One more money name,
Antipolis,
Romeo.
The next he named
Antipolis, and another Romeo.
In the next few years, times were very rough.
When it came down to money, he never had enough.
Four times as many cradles,
and four pacifiers.
Four times as many bottles,
10 pounds of dirty diapers.
The MCE was losing his bank account with
that,
and the negative five floating inside every
crap.
His vocab was
bad,
and his concert always
sunk.
He didn't have the energy to
resurrect the funk, so he started selling junk.
You know, cheap and sweet, just to try to get by, to give his family what they need.
He took heat
to sell it only to the heads he trusted. It wasn't too long before MCE got
locked
up, that is, in the local penitentiary. Leaving Betty alone with the boys unintentionally.
Eventually,
the family was in a state of crisis. They broke and hurting by the system's many vices.
The choices,
try to survive and pray for sanity, or offer up the children to a foster family. They opted for the latter, in which sadness and bravery.
Betty chose the kids to see as option.
Agents now
receive
that
style.
Came to all their
prisons.
One flake and left
enlightened.
Vision out.
No reason he's decision. To give away his children had a gun.
And then the kids inside and sorrow tried it overrunning.
One day in the cell he put his head down and cried.
Dropped the pill of cyanide
and committed suicide.
Betty learned
that he died
the very next day. And his tragedy would have it, he died
but meanwhile, the children at the tender age of two were separated from each other.
I was sad, but true,
one's Romeo
and one Antipolis were brought up in the fine city of Ephesus.
Too young to understand and too young to choose. The other two were raised in the town of Syracuse.
And as the brothers grew up on opposite coast, one night they were visited by their father's ghost. And he told the sons of their hip-hop history
and said in a voice that was filled with mystery,
one day you will find your missing link when you look in the mirror and you see yourself blink.
Blink, blink.
Hoo-ha!
Disappeared, their life proceeded.
And each young man
made a vow that they needed
to live up to their father's receipt. Legacy to be the best in the world shall ever see.
The true and simple line,
the bigger the family,
make the smaller Romeo key to back up MC.
So it was the Romeo that treated like crap, crap. Time to sing back up on it, just for listen, crap, crap.
They grew up living in a world of hip-hop,
surrounded by the
one, two.
Surrounded by the
one, two.
Surrounded by the
one, two, three, and you don't.
Ends the prologue and comes the beginning.
So welcome to a new world that you've never been in. Enough rough stuff to make your mind start spinning. Listen up close so you can grab an earful. Some parts will make you cheerful and some will make you tearful. Don't be fearful, y'all. It's still drama,
is
see?
Is it a tragedy?
Nah.
Is it a comedy?
Well, it's a new style. It's whatever we want to be. So welcome, welcome, welcome.